The Gold Adornment, Surah Az-Zukhruf. Themes of the Surah. An explanation of the proper Quranic morals and values and a refutation of the false concepts of ignorance.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Hameen.
Explanation. Verse number 1. Hameem. The discussion on similar letters has already passed in Surah Al-Baqarah.
والكتاب المبين.
Verse number 2. Allah swears an oath by the scripture revealed to Muhammad that is clear to whoever ponders over it and that makes Allah's sacred law clear.
إِنَّا جَعَلْنَاهُ قُرْآنًا عَرَبِيًّا لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ.
Verse number 3. I have revealed it as a Qur'an in the language of the Arabs, in the hope that you, O people, in whose language it was revealed, will comprehend and understand its meanings, to transmit it to other nations.
وَإِنَّهُ فِي أُمِّ الْكِتَابِ لَدَيْنَا لَعَلِيٌّ حَكِيمٌ.
Verse number 4. This Qur'an is in the preserved tablet with us in the highest gathering and is high in status, honor and position. It is wise in that the instructions contained in it are not devoid of wisdom, and it is perfect without any contradiction or disagreement.
أَفَنَضْرِبُ عَنْكُمُ الذِّكْرَ صَفْحًا أَن كُنْتُمْ قَوْمًا مُسْرِفِينَ.
Verse number 5. I will not leave out the revelation of the Qur'an to you and calling you to monotheism because you are engrossed in ascribing partners to Allah and violating his prohibitions. I will not do so, as mercy for you demands otherwise.
وَكَمْ أَرْسَلْنَا مِن نَبِيٍّ فِي الْأَوَّلِينَ.
Verse number 6. How many a messenger did I send in previous nations?
وَمَا يَأْتِيهِمْ مِن نَبِيٍ إِلَّا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ.
Verse number 7. Whenever a prophet come to those previous nations from Allah, they used to mock at him.
فَأَهْلَكْنَا أَشَدَّ مِنْهُمْ بَطْشًا وَمَضَى مَثَلُ الْأَوَّلِينَ.
Verse number 8. I destroyed those who are mightier than those nations, so we are not capable of destroying those who are weaker than them. The description of the destruction of the previous nations has passed in the Quran, such as the Ad, Thamud, nation of Lut, and the people of Madian.
وَلَئِن سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ لَيَقُولُنَّ خَلَقَهُنَّ الْعَزِيزُ الْعَلِيمُ.
Verse number 9. O Messenger, if you ask these idolaters who deny who created the heavens and who created the earth, they will say in response to your question, the mighty whom no one can overpower. The knower of everything created them.
الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ مَهْدًا وَجَعَلَ لَكُمْ فِيهَا سُبُلًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ.
Verse number 10. Allah is the one who made the earth for you stable and firm. He made for you in it paths in its mountains and valleys, in the hope that you will be guided by them in your travel. Beneficial points. The affirmation by the idolaters of Allah's oneness in lordship will not benefit them on the day of resurrection.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذي نزل من السماء ماء بقدر فأنشرنا به بلدة ميتا كذلك تخرجون.
Verse number 11. The one who sends down water from the heavens in proportion to what suffices you, your animals and crops, then revives with it a barren land in which there is no growth. Just as Allah revives that barren land with growth, He will revive you for the resurrection.
وَالَّذِي خَلَقَ الْأَزْوَاجَ كُلَّهَا وَجَعَلَ لَكُم مِّنَ الْفُلْكِ وَالْأَنْعَامِ مَا تَرْكَبُونَ.
Verse number 12. And He has made ships and livestock for you, which you ride on your travels, boarding the ships over the sea and mounting the livestock over land.
لتستووا على ظهوره ثم تذكروا نعمة ربكم إذا استويتم عليه وتقولوا سبحان الذي سخر لنا هذا وما كنا له مقرنين.
Verse number 13. He had created for you all that, in the hope that you settle yourselves on the backs of your mounts, during your travels, and then remember the blessing of your Lord over you in your hearts, in that He has made them subservient to you when you mount them, saying with your tongues, "The being who made these mounts subservient for us is pure and glorified. We control them, whilst we would not have been able to do so if it had not been for His making them subservient to us."
وَإِنَّا إِلَىٰ رَبِّنَا لَمُنْقَلِبُونَ.
Verse number 14. And indeed, we are definitely going to return to our Lord alone for accountability and requital.
وَجَعَلُوا لَهُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ جُزْءًا إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَكَفُورٌ مُّبِينٌ.
Verse number 15. The idolaters claim that some of the creations are the offspring of the Creator, may He be glorified, when they say, "The angels are the daughters of Allah." Indeed, the human who makes these kinds of statements is very ungrateful and deviant.
أم اتخذ مما يخلق بنات وأصفاكم بالبنين.
Verse number 16. O idolaters, do you say, Allah has chosen daughters for Himself from among the things He creates, whilst He has privileged you with a male offspring? What an absurd distribution, this is which you claim.
وَإِذَا بُشِّرَ أَحَدُهُمْ بِمَا ضَرَبَ لِلرَّحْمَنِ مَثَلًا ظَلَّ وَجْهُهُ مُسْوَدًّا وَهُوَ كَظِيمٌ.
Verse number 17. When one of them is given news of the birth of a female, whom he attributes to his Lord, his face becomes gloomy out of severe grief and sadness, and he himself becomes full of anger. How then can he attribute to his Lord the very thing that he himself is saddened by when informed of it?
أَوَمَن يُنَشَّأُ فِي الْحِلْيَةِ وَهُوَ فِي الْخِصَامِ غَيْرُ مُبِينٍ.
Verse number 18. Do they attribute to their Lord the one who is brought up in adornment and is unclear in speech when arguing due to its femininity?
وَجَعَلُوا الْمَلَائِكَةَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ عِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ إِنَاثًا أَشَهِدُوا خَلْقَهُمْ سَتُكْتَبُ شَهَادَتُهُمْ وَيُسْأَلُونَ.
Verse number 19. They also regard as feminine the angels that are in reality the servants of the merciful. Were they present at the time of Allah created them, so that they would know that they are actually females? The angels will record this statement of theirs, and they will be questioned regarding it on the Day of Judgment, and they will be punished for it, because of their lies.
وَقَالُوا لَوْ شَاءَ الرَّحْمَنُ مَا عَبَدْنَاهُمْ مَا لَهُمْ بِذَلِكَ مِنْ عِلْمٍ إِنْ هُمْ إِلَّا يَخْرُصُونَ
Verse number 20. And they say, using divine decree as evidence, if Allah willed that we did not worship the angels, we would not have worshipped them. So because they willed for it to happen, it proves he was happy with it. They make this statement out of ignorance. They are only lying.
أَمْ آتَيْنَاهُمْ كِتَابًا مِّن قَبْلِهِ فَهُمْ بِهِ مُسْتَمْسِكُونَ
Verse number 21. Or have I given these idolaters a book before the Qur'an that allows them to worship other than Allah, which they are holding fast to and using as evidence?
بَلْ قَالُوا إِنَّا وَجَدْنَا آبَاءَنَا عَلَىٰ أُمَّةٍ وَإِنَّا عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ مُهْتَدُونَ
Verse number 22. No, that has not happened. Rather, they are using their blind following as evidence, saying, Indeed, we found our forefathers before us upon a belief, and they used to worship idols. We are continuing in their footsteps in worshiping them. Beneficial points. 1. Every blessing requires gratitude. 2. The idolaters are deviated in their ideas of their Lord, such that they attribute daughters to him, whilst they dislike them for themselves. 3. Using divine decree as an excuse for committing sins is invalid. 4. Seeing is a fundamental improving reality. 5. Following blindly is dangerous.
وكذلك ما أرسلنا من قبلك في قرية من نذير إلا قال مترفوها إنا وجدنا آباءنا على أمة
Verse number 23. And just as these people have lied and used the blind following of their forefathers as evidence, O Messenger, I did not send any messenger to any community before you, except that those living in luxury in that village said, Indeed, we found our forefathers upon a belief, and we are following in their footsteps. So your nation is not any different in that regard.
قَالَ أَوَلَوْ جِئْتُكُمْ بِأَهْدَى مِمَّا وَجَدْتُمْ عَلَيْهِ آبَاءَكُمْ قَالُوا إِنَّا بِمَا أُرْسِلْتُمْ بِهِ كَافِرُونَ
Verse number 24. Their messengers said to them, Will you follow your forefathers even if I brought to you something that was better than the belief they were on? They said, Indeed, we reject whatever you and the messengers before you have been sent with.
فانتقمنا منهم فانظر كيف كان عاقبة المكذبين
Verse number 25. So I took retribution from the nations that rejected the messengers before you, and I destroyed them. So ponder over what the outcome of the rejectors was, because their outcome was painful.
وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ لِأَبِيهِ وَقَوْمِهِ إِنَّنِي بَرَاءٌ مِّمَّا تَعْبُدُونَ.
Verse number 26. O Messenger, remember when Ibrahim said to his father and his people, "Indeed, I am innocent of the idols you worship instead of Allah."
إِلَّا الَّذِي فَطَرَنِي فَإِنَّهُ سَيَهْدِينَ.
Verse number 27. Except for Allah who created me, because He will soon guide me to follow the true religion of His, and that will benefit me.
وَجَعَلَهَا كَلِمَةً بَاقِيَةً فِي عَقِبِهِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ.
Verse number 28. And Ibrahim made this monotheistic statement of his remain in his progeny after him. There remained among them those who would worship Allah alone and not attribute any partners with him, in the hope that they turn to Allah, having repented from ascribing partners with him and sins.
فَلْمَتَّعْتُ هَٰؤُلَاءِ وَآبَاءَهُمْ حَتَّى جَاءَهُمُ الْحَقُّ وَرَسُولٌ مُّبِينٌ.
Verse number 29. I did not hasten the destruction upon these rejecting idolaters. Rather, I let them enjoy remaining in the world, and I let their forefathers do the same until the Qur'an and a clear messenger, Muhammad peace be upon him, came to them.
وَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمُ الْحَقُّ قَالُوا هَذَا سِحْرٌ وَإِنَّا بِهِ كَافِرُونَ.
Verse number 30. And when this Qur'an came to them, which was the undoubted truth, they said, "This is sorcery which Muhammad intends to bewitch us with. We definitely reject it and will never believe in it."
وَقَالُوا لَوْلَا نُزِّلَ هَذَا الْقُرْآنُ عَلَىٰ رَجُلٍ مِّنَ الْقَرْيَتَيْنِ عَظِيمٍ.
Verse number 31. The rejecting idolaters say, "Why did Allah not reveal this Qur'an upon one of those two great men of Mecca, or Ta'if, Al-Walid ibn Uqba, or Urwa ibn Mas'ud al-Thaqafi, instead of revealing it upon the poor orphaned Muhammad?"
أَهُمْ يَقْسِمُونَ رَحْمَةَ رَبِّكَ نَحْنُ قَسَمْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ مَعِيشَتَهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَرَفَعْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ فَوْقَ بَعْضٍ دَرَجَاتٍ لِيَتَّخِذَ بَعْضُهُمْ بَعْضًا سُخْرِيًّا وَرَحْمَةُ رَبِّكَ خَيْرٌ مِّمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ.
Verse number 32. O Messenger, do they distribute the mercy of your Lord that they can give it to, and prevent from it whomsoever they wish? It is I who distributed this provisions between them in the world, making some of them rich and some poor, so that they are subservient to each other. The mercy of your Lord to his servants in the afterlife is better than the temporary mortal things of the world that these people hoard.
يكون الناس أمة واحدة لجعلنا لمن يكفر بالرحمن لبيوتهم سقفا من فضة لجعلنا لمن يكفر بالرحمن لبيوتهم سقفا من فضة ومعارج عليها يظهرون.
Verse number 33. Had it not been that humanity was on one creed of disbelief, I would have made in the houses of those who disbelieved in Allah roofs of silver and stairs upon which they could climb. Beneficial points. 1. Following blindly was one of the causes of the previous nations deviating. 2. It is necessary to proclaim innocence from disbelief and disbelievers. 3. Monotheism remained in the progeny of Ibrahim, peace be upon him. 4. Apostleship is a divine honor. It has no connection with human standards. 5. The distribution of sustenance is down to the wisdom of Allah. 6. The worldly life is insignificant to Allah, and because of its insignificance, He gives to disbelievers as He wishes.